again, a continuation of the Hakdama that we began with last week on the Perek, to try to sort out, again, on a technical level, to try to sort out the different Isurim connected with Beneva and Hazela. We spoke a little bit about Losachmod and Oshek and Gazela and Geneva and Ben Bagbag, part of that, Mamanas Lamekad, etc. So I wanted to just first fill in a couple of things that I had to move a little bit too quickly. I'm not going to, we'll still leave some things out, but at least just to clarify a couple of more points and just to establish some of them, by reading some of the Makaros, and then to continue discussing how this impacts the issues of Pakus Mishavah Pruta, the Chiyuv of Benoach, Isur of Gezel Akum. If we have a chance, we'll speak, not today, but about Hata'a and Afgas Alva'aso a little bit also. And then, to speak a little, again, about Karka, Vadim, Hekdeshos a little bit, and then how it also impacts on things like Kinyane Gezela and Geneva, which gets a little bit into the first topic of Karen Kain Shaganav. The first big topic of the Masechta, aside from the Limudim, as you know, is the Gemara, of course, on Samech Hamad Aleph, and that's Karen Kain Shaganav, Kefal Dalad Be'ekeshah Samad Bedin. So that's really the goal, and also if I can throw in a little bit of Genevas Adam also. In these first two or three or four, whatever it'll be, the Chabur is before we come back from Sukkot, and then we'll turn it over to the more than capable Chavrei HaKolo. Okay, so regarding all of that, so we were talking about the relationship between Oshek and Gezel, and I wanted to just add a few points on that, and then let's go more deeply into the impact of Amanas Lameka. So the problem with Oshek, as we've been discussing, is why does the Torah have this separate Isur of Oshek? What is its relationship to Gezel? And we've also noted that both the context, especially in Parshas Kedoshim, the connection to Schar Sachir is very telling. And the trup, and the way that it reads, implies that there's a connection between Eshek and Gezel. And the question is, how to really understand it? What is this, technically, do these Isurim refer to in cases of Gzela? And conceptually, what do they tell us about the nature of Gzela? The bigger question that we've been discussing is to what extent we're focusing really on a kind of monetary loss, a Nezek perspective. That was part of the Hakdama last week. The relationship between Nezek and Gezel is a complex one that is complex in both directions. But a Nezek orientation is one certainly which implies that Hefzen Mamon is the Mechayiv, or is the Maisa Gzela, or Geneva, or maybe Dafka Geneva, more than Gzela, whatever the case may be, is that, as a Maisa Vera, is that really an important part of this? And by analyzing, what is Losachmod, what is Oshek, what is Gezel, what is Geneva, and so on, hopefully that, or the permutations of Geneva and Gezela, when we don't have a full one, whether it's a Chatzishir, or Akum, or Benoach, Karka, Vodim, Shtaros, all the cases that I mentioned, we'll try to kind of isolate some of these factors. So when we talked about Losachmod, we were talking about, according to the Bali Tosis, the relationship between Gezel and Losachmod, because the case is the same. And are you recording? Oh, I think we're not sure if this is going to make it. Is that?
No, it's good.
Oh, this is good. Okay. So and of course, according to the Raivan and according to the Rambam, we're talking about a case where the guy pays for it, so it's really Gezel HaBe'en, but again, it tests, since there's no Hefzid Mamon, because according to the Rambam, he pays not only dollars, but top dollar. Is this an example? Is Kvishas HaBe'en, is that a Hefzid or sufficient Hefzid to be Mechayim? Now again, just to make clear what I've been saying, even if we decide that the Mechayim is the Maisa Geneva or the Maisa Gzela and so on, that you have to take Mamon Shel Chavero, and that there probably has to be some sort of Hefzid to qualify just as the Hagdara of Geneva Gzela is very reasonable. But the point is, if the Mechayim was the Nezek part, the Hefzid, then a lot of these things would be more problematic. And we're trying to find cases where you have a maisa b'li hafsed or a hafsed b'li maisa. Obviously, oshek is a case where it seems like the tzura of gedeva gazela is lacking, but you certainly have hefsed. And things like amanasla mekad and ben bagbag and so on, these are cases, possibly akum and pakos mishav pruta, these are cases where you have the tzura of gedeva gazela, but not necessarily a sufficient level of loss for various different reasons, and you could be mechalik between them to justify. So going back to oshek, the problem with oshek was the stira between apparently two gemaras, or three gemaras, or two, one gemara bava kama daf ayin tes, which seems to locate gzela as, you know, geneva the farheser b'chozek, as opposed to the gemara bava metzia, the end of Bava Metzia, and the Gemara in Samach Aleph, both of which we're going to look at a little more, which seems to equate it, especially according to Rava's conclusion, with Oshek. Zehu Oshek, Zehu Gezel, Lav Arlov, Bishnei, Lavin. So if that's really the case, then Gezel doesn't seem to be Bechozek Yad, doesn't seem to be Vayika Chasachonis Miyad HaMitzri. So that's what we've discussed. So the Smag, as we noted, really takes a stand on this issue, by saying, again, you know, supposedly he had this dream, but whatever it is, he only counts one alav in the minyan tayag. And obviously what he understands in terms of the Gemara and Bava Kama is that, you know, that it's the chozek and the farhesya, but not necessarily the maisa gzela, which characterizes gzela. Gzela and oshek are just interchangeable terms, according to the Smag, apparently. On the other hand, we saw that the Zohar HaRakia, the Rashbats, says that Gezel is an Isur Klali and Oshek is Prati, and what the Gemara really has in mind is that Kovir Skar Sacher, or all Oshek, according to him, is Chayiv Shtayim, but Gezel is not Chayiv Mishum Oshek, just that Oshek is Gezel. That might have been a little bit counterintuitive if we thought that the Maisa Gzela was a reason or a compelling reason to be Oser. It seems that according to the Zohar HaRakia, according to the Rashbats, that the opposite is true. The fact that you are exploiting a Asa L'yodeh Behetera is an added nofech for Oshek. So Oshek is both Gezel and Oshek. But Gezel isn't Oshek. Oshek is Gezel. The idea that Gezel may be an Iser Klali is something that we'll see also, possibly the Rif says, certainly Rebbeinu Bechai in his Perush Al HaTorah says it, and there are some other indications of this as well. Anyways, the Rav said something very similar about the relationship between Gezela and Oshek, except that you know, his emphasis was that if you look at the Gemara and Daf Ayin Tes, so maybe, you know, what we need to understand is that Gemara is said in the context of Geneva. I mean, the Gemara is really speaking about Geneva. Then the Gemara says, if you're Metamer, you know, Bechorshin, so is that Geneva or is that Gzela? And the Gemara says, no, it looks like Geneva, but since it's Befarhesya and Bechozek Yad, so that's what makes it Gzela. And if you look carefully in the Rambam, in Hilchos Geneva, it's just very interesting that the Rambam finds the need in Perek Aleph, right in the beginning, to contrast Geneva and Gzela. Again, in Hilchos Gzela, Perek Aleph, he contrasts Oshek and Gzela, but in Perek Aleph Hilchos Gneva, he contrasts Gzela and Gneva. Kol Agoniv Mamim Mishav Pruta, he starts with, and then in Halacha Base, you know, he speaks about Kol Shehu and Lameikat, which we'll get to, and then in Halacha Gimel, Ezu Ganev Zelokeach Mamon Adam Beseser Ve'ena Balim Yodim Kegon Haposhet Yad Latoch Kiskaver V'Lokach Ma'osa Ve'ena Balim Roim V'chein Kol Kiyotu B'Zeh Avalim Lokach B'Golu B'Farhesya B'Chosek Yad Ein Zaganav Ela Gazlan. So the truth is that's a little strange. Not strange, but it's noteworthy, because the Rambam in Perek Aleph Hilchos Gzela, right in the beginning, right, when he contrasts Ezu Gozel, you know, Ezu Gozel is Halacha Gimel, and Ezu Oshek is Halacha Dalid. In Halacha Base, he says, Oser L'Gozlo Ola Oshko, Vim Gozlo Oshko Yachzir, Ezu Gozel, Zelokech Mamun Adam Bechazka, Kagon, Shechotaf Miyadam Etalten, Nichols Shusos, Shalor Baratzen Abaylim, Osha Tokof Biavdo, Ezu Oshek, Zeshabam Mamun Nechaber Otochi Adam Baratzen Abaylim. Meaning, all I'm trying to say very simply is that the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Hichos Gzela, which is the place where you would expect that he would address this, says very clearly, you know, Vayigzal Asachanis Miyad HaMitzri. And that's part of his contrast to between Oshek and Gezel, which we'll get to in just a second, in addition. So why was it necessary in Hilchos Gneiva, when the Rambam's speaking not about Gzela, but about Gneiva? And again, at least in Gzela, he introduces Gzela and Oshek together, so it's right for him to say, it's necessary for him to say, Ezehu Gozel in Halacha Gimel and Ezehu Oshek in Halacha Dalet. But in Hilchos Gneiva, man dekar shemei of Gzela. So let him talk about Gneiva, and we'll all exhibit a little bit of patience till we get to the next section, not so long, which is going to be Hilchos Gzela, and then we'll find out what Gzela is. Why is it necessary for the Rambam to contrast Gneiva and Gezela in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Gneiva? So I think this is support to the view, to Reb Chaim's view, the view that the Rav liked very much. I don't know if they brought this Raya or not, but it works very well if you want to suggest that really the Gemara in Bava Kamma, Daf Ayin Tesim and Aleph, is not telling you the Hagdara of Gzela per se. What it's telling you, and that's the context, is that the Gemara is saying, if you're, matmin b'choresh, so the Gemara says, well, is that a ganav or is that a gazlan? Because we're talking about kefel. So the Gemara wants to know, is that gneva or is that gazela? If you're going to take it b'koach or b'chozek yat. So the Rambam saw that. The Rambam maybe paskined, that gezel and oshek otherwise are very connected, and that gezel is kind of an iser klali of hefsed mamon. And again, that's the raya of the fact that Shol Shol Midas and Sholeach Yad and Kofar Pikadon are all mentioned in Paragimel, of Hilchos Gezela. So in the end of the day, what the Rambam is really saying is, I already addressed this in Gneiva, namely, Gneiva has a unique status and the need for a Maisa Veira in Gneiva. Again, Toin Tainus Ganav notwithstanding, another time I'd be happy to address that, but that's obviously an exception. But it's also a case where Shomer is exploiting the Taina of Gneiva Gzela, and that turns it into a Gneiva. But anyways, that aside, Gneiva requires a Maisa. And then the Rambam is telling you that, by the way, Gzela, used by Yigzela, Hachanis Miata Mitzri also looks like Gneiva, but it's not, because even though there's a Maisa, which is what defines Gneiva, right, it's Bechozek Yadu Befarhesya. So that just doesn't qualify. And that's, then when he gets to Hilchos Gzela, he's saying, Oshek and Gzela are really the same, just that, typically the Yisod is really Oshek, but, if it's done in a Gneiva-esque fashion, it isn't Gneiva, because it's Bechozek Yadu Befarhesya, so that's called Gzela. So I think that's a way to explain, the Gemara, the Rambam, the Rambam's superfluous but interesting added line in Hilchos Gneiva, etc. But again, according to that, Gzela would really emerge as a Nisar Kali, very similar to the Zohar Arachia, not exactly what he says, but certainly very similar to it. Other Mefarshim, suggest something very different. And that is, and there are variations of this, and that's what I was saying at the end, but some people asked me afterwards, so I want to clarify this in just a little more anyway. It's also an interesting phenomenon. And that is that two other, perspectives. One is that really we know what Gzela is, and we know what Oshek is, and we know that they're different. And conceptually they're different, and in their tzura they're different, and so on. But this is a special halacha in Lavar Olav Bishnei Lavin. And I think there are a few different ways that this is formulated. And again, it's an interesting phenomenon in violating multiple Isurim. So again, the Bali Tosis in Bamatzia, Alatar, on Kuf Yud Aleph, are very... take very seriously, maybe that's where the Sma got it from, they take very seriously the idea of Lav or Aleph Shnei Lavim being one and the same. So, for example, Tosos on Kuf Yud Aleph, Divar Masov Olam Achil Kanakasov says, is bothered, asks the question, one second, Tema, Bishla Mahacha Kilkan, Kedei Lav or Aleph Shnei Lavim, Avagai, Gabi Asham Gzelos, Lama Nichtavu Shneim. O begezel, o eshek. So if it's really lavrel b'shnei lavin, so that explains kedoshim, but it doesn't explain bayikra. Right? Now, if you really think that somehow they really are the same, like the Rashbats or even, you know, then, you know, it's a little bit, it's not a very good question. If you think really they're different, but, you know, it's Lavrel of, or I'm sorry, if you think it's Lavrel of B'shnei Lavad alone, then it's a good question. And that's what Tosis asks. So maybe that's kind of the background of the Smag, who really thought that they were one in Minyan HaMitzvos, and that, you know, is what signifies it. But it's interesting that other Rishonim didn't hold that way. As I mentioned, the Chinuch at one point compares Oshek and Gezel to Geneva and Gezela, which he says certainly are different Tsuros and different in Yanim. But the Chinuch has this view that, you know, since the Torah writes it in a certain way, so every time you violate one, you violate the other. And this can be explained in different ways. But in this particular context, the Chinuch goes further and says, well, we have this phenomenon, you know, often. And don't think that Lavrel of B'shnei Lavan is the Torah's way of, you know, of being draconian and just like piling on the surim. Really, it's for the sake of Hazhara. And also that if you're mafrish min ha'isur, so there's kind of a kiyum, you know, you get more schar for that. So it's a good thing, not a bad thing. That's how the Chinuch in this particular piece, I'm not exaggerating, it's exactly what he says. So in this particular case, the Chinuch has this idea, seems to have the idea, that we're dealing with different suros and different mechayvim, but because the Torah wrote it in a certain fashion, so there's an added separate chiddush, and that is to teach you that every time you violate any one of these, you get a triple violation or a triple credit when you avoid it. So it's a din in, you know, mispar halavin, and the Torah is kind of basically, according to this chinuch, I think chinuch elsewhere holds different things. I gave the example of Tmura and Bal Yirah, especially for the Rambam. I think certainly the Rambam doesn't hold this way. But for the chinuch, the idea is that the Torah basically has written sometimes lavin in two ways. Number one, to establish the independent lav and its special character in Mechayiv, but also it might write it in a certain way, like in a certain parsha or with a certain trup, you know, to also indicate there are two things going on. Number one, there's something called Geneva, separate Mechayiv of Gzela, separate Mechayiv of Oshek. These are not at all overlapping. I mean, they have some overlap, but different Mechayivim. You can be Mechayiv, you can violate them distinctively. However, since the Torah wrote it in a certain way, it's also telling you that these are triple violations or triple, as I say, you know, abstentions when you do well. That's what the Chinuch says. The some of the other Rishonim al Atar, I think, also mean this idea, but I think some of them mean something a little bit different as well. The Ritva in the Shittim Kubetzes, I'm sorry, the Ritva here in the, not in the Shittim Kubetzes, first one I'm talking about is in the printed Ritva, which isn't really the Ritva, it's the one of the Chachmei Provence, Eza Oshek, Eza Gezel, Hocha Gabi Sachir Hu Demi Boile, Avol Bialma Iketuva Bein Oshek LeGezel. This is not what the Chinuch says, this is the idea that Schar Sachir in particular, the Torah writes this in the context of Schar Sachir to teach you that even though there's an Oshek and a Gezel, you know, in broader strokes that are totally different, everybody knows that, and it would be an illegitimate question. Basically, this Perush is suggesting when the Gemara says Ezu Oshek, Ezu Gezel, it's Tamua that there is such a question because everybody knows the difference and everybody understands that they're distinctive and different. Think of Mechayvin. The real question is, how come this was written in the context of Skars de Oshek, Hushama Ake Baman Chavero, Gezel Shigozum Yado, Avalhachala Shaykh Lemar Hachi. And then again, Ezu Gezel, Ezu Oshek, Bisachir Kaboy Kedefrishis. Almost like, again, slightly different than the Chinuch. The question is, since we know there's Oshek and there's Gezel, so how come the Torah integrated this in so forcefully in Skars Sachir? The answer is to teach you that in addition to the general idea of Oshek and Gezel, and he's not taking the view that whenever you violate one, you violate the other. He's not comparing it to Geneva and Gezela, either, none of that. What he's saying is, when it comes to schar sachir in particular, there is a gezel form of schar sachir that is an additional halacha. And that seems to be also the view of, he says this later on as well. Amilsa dabaya koi. Rav Amar ze oshek ze gezel, lama chilkan hakosav lavrav b'shnei lavin. This is another piece, same mefaresh. Milsa dabaya koi. The Amar bein los charticha me'olam bein nesantiv lach gabet schirus oshek mikri u'mishum yitur dekra dechsiv lo sigzal hu the Amar bein mishum lo sigzal. In other words, no one else would violate. This is a special lo sigzal of a sacher. The lahacha kas rachman alav or b'shnei lavin the gabet korban right lo begezel the schirus myri ela begezel the alma. Actually, interesting in light of Tosis, right? The parshan Vayikra doesn't in any way link this to schar sacher. It's only the Parsha and Kedoshim. So the Parsha and Kedoshim is telling you Torah is doing double duty, but not in the same way the Chinuch. The double duty here is the context of Schar Sachir says that Schar Sachir violates a second time. Now you could have said that in the Chinuch way, but just drawing the line. And the Chinuch says whenever you do one, you do the other, even though they're different, and this is all Megale, this Chiddush. And you could have said about Schar Sachir, and I think that if you look at the Lechem Mishnah and the Magid Mishnah, some of them may be saying this, that when it comes to schar sachir, right, there is an additional violation. And that's what we mean to say. In the printed Ritva here, this parish of the Chachmei Provence, it seems like he's saying more than that. He's saying something a little different. And that is that there is a particular gezel that is unique to schar sachir. Not just that there's an element of gezel schar sachir in addition to the general din of Gezel, and in addition to the general din of Schar Sacher. That's why he wants to link it to the Gemara's Hava Mina, that maybe it depends how you are Kovesh Schar Sacher. Whether you're Kofer Legamri, whether you're Moda B'miktas, whether you say, I'm not going to pay you, I don't owe you, I never owed you, and so on and so forth. What I'd like to suggest is that one could take this idea, I don't think the Ritva is saying this, this printed Ritva, but I want to say this a significant step further, and I want to say it especially if it's true for the Rambam. Again, I gave the suggestion for the Rambam, the Rav's shot in the Rambam. The Lechem Mishnah has a long discussion of this issue, as we noted. The Lechem Mishnah starts off by saying maybe the Rambam just doesn't paskin like Rava. Maybe paskin's like Rav Sheshes. Right? Then he says, well, that can't be, because if you look at Hilchos Schiros, Perakid Aleph, Halacha Beis, the Rambam says you violate lo sigzo when you're kovesh schar sachir. So obviously, and it's sefer mitzvos, by the way, in context of oshek, the Rambam says that a kovesh schar sachir violates all these five things. So it's clear that both in sefer mitzvos and yad hachazaka, the Rambam paskins like Reva, Lechem Mishnah says, I thought I had it, but what can you do? So he ends up saying, you have to say something like the fact that the Torah writes it the way that it does means that schar sachir has a special din in Gezel, not all Oshek, right, like the Chinuch, but Schar Sachir, okay. So then the question is it, you know, like the Mefarish here, that it's Schar Sachir, you know, having a special type of Gezel, an additional one, or is it more than that? So what I'd like to suggest, and this is what I was saying last time, but I just want to, buttress this a little bit more, is that Schar Sachir has a unique gezel. And that's why the Rambam in Perikid Aleph Halacha Beis introduces it with Ve'elav Hunoseyas Nafsho and all the Divrei Agada about the expectations of the Sachir. And the point is that normally, to be considered a kumva asei gezel, you have to, you know, knock somebody over the head and take his object. But a Sachir who, you know, put his physical energy and effort, and you already got his avoda, and his level of reliance on this in terms of his livelihood is such that not paying him his wages, that's what I was suggesting last time, becomes not a sheval tasa but a kumbase. I was using the mashal last time of poshea kemazik, which is a hilchos schirus type of mazik, and I'm suggesting that kovei schar sachir is a hilchos schirus type of a gezel. So it would be the same idea, but much more. In other words, there are two gezels. There's the gezel of Kol HaTorah Kula, which requires a more in-your-face. in a way, it works very nicely in the Shakuntatarya of the Gemara. I mean, the Gemara originally was saying, what's the difference between, you know, what's Oshek and what's Gezel, in, especially in Kovetz Kar Sachir? Maybe there's a difference between, you know, not paying him, telling him you're not going to pay him, you know, denying, procrastinating, denying that he ever worked for you, telling him that you will not pay him. Meaning, what's the Gemara talking about? One is Gezel and one is Oshek. In the end, the Gemara ends up saying, and we paskin like Rava, and that's, you know, Lecha Mishnah's, you know, admission, we end up saying that not true, right? Lav or lav b'shnayim. You're always, every Kovetz Kar Sachir of every type is over in Oshek, but he's also over in Gezel. So what I'm suggesting is that it isn't just a remez, and it isn't just a added din Gezel for a Kar Sachir, but we're going back to the Hava Mina, right, but with a twist. We originally thought that that's what Gezel is, and that there's Gezel and there's Oshek even within Schar Sachir. And what we're saying now is every Schar Sachir, of course, is Oshek, because it's Bali Yodo Behetera, and on a certain level, on a physical level, it's Beshev Al Tasa that he's not coming through with the payment. But because of Ve'lavu Noseyas Nafsho, and that's why the Gzeres HaKasuv and the context and so on, is to teach you, and by the way, in this particular case, the framework or the background of Hilchos Schiros establishes that this is Gezel too. Originally in the Gemara, we were trying to figure out which one is Gezel and which one is Oshek, you know, etc. You know, what is a kumva say of this Sheval Tasa? And now we're saying across the board that there's always a Gezel kumva say. Here, just give me one more second, I'll take the question. So if this is true, then I just want to make a couple of quick ha'aros. Is there malchus on Oshek? Ah. So Tosus and Bab Metzia on Samech Aleph, Omer Aleph. One second. Where is Samech Aleph, Omer Aleph? Oh, yeah. Okay. Komos here. Tosus and Bab Metzia, Samech Aleph, Omer Aleph, takes the view that there is lavra l'bishnei lavin v'im tomer lukma begezel gufei v'lavra b'shnei lavin yishlomar mishum de lalaki ela de gezel mishum nita klasei avokimu k'minin akovet schar sachir, right, b'imeinu inyan laki shapir, amazing, right? Tosa says that you're loke for the oshek of kovet schar sachir. That's Tosa's view. The Rambam is of the opinion that you're not. Ah, why not? So the Rambam says in Pirshim Mishnayos, in Makos, in the beginning of the third parak, you know, the Rambam in Pirshim Mishnayos, that came up last year, actually, right, when we were talking about Tchumen. I think it came up in Tchumen, right? Anyways, or somewhere. The Rambam has a list, you know, of all the reasons that you're potter from Malkus. Not an exhaustive list, but an interesting list. You know, he talks about all the, you know, Lav Shem B'maisa, Lav Shenita Klasei, Lav, you know, Shel Tashlu. Actually, in that list, the Rambam lists also a gezela as a lav shenitan l'tashlumin, as opposed to a lav shenita klasei, which is interesting. He doesn't mention that it's in a case where you destroy the ben. But anyways, to stick with the topic, the Rambam says oshek is a lav shenitan l'tashlumin, and therefore there's no malchus. So that's particularly interesting if you ask me. The Milchas Chinuch already points out that, you know, Tosas says that there is Malkus, and the Minchas Chinuch quotes the Chacham Tzvi and the Nor de Behuda, both of whom said, how could there be Malkus? It's a lav shem b'maisa. Right? And we can certainly ask this question, you know, according to the Rambam, who thinks that there's no Malkus, why do you need to say lav shenitan l'tashlumin? Why not say it's a lav shem b'maisa? I mean, the Rambam thought that there's no Malkus in Los Achmod, which seems like there is a maisa because it's a lav shem b'maisa. Ah. But what I'd like to suggest is, if I'm correct, which is that not only is there a special added, in addition to the regular din gzela of Hilchos Gzela, there's a gzela of Hilchos Schiros based on the fact that the Torah, and in its, you know, placement and in its reading in the trup, has Kovet Schar Sachir as Gezel. But the whole point I'm trying to make is that this Sheval Tasa turns into a Kumvasei because of, you know, what the other guy already invested, and the fact that his expectations and his needs are so urgent and so great. So, according to the Rambam, who in general thinks that Ish b'maisa, in b'maisa, is a very, mechayev oriented. Again, there are some issues with this, but a mechayev oriented category. You know, certainly for Balei Tosfos you could say this. Even for the Rambam, you need the explanation of nitan l'tashlumin. On the contrary, it's nitan l'tashlumin for the very very reason why it's considered yesh b'maisa. It's a form of actual gezel. Similarly. It's interesting, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, on which we're going to get to in a minute anyway, which speaks about Bnei Noach and Pachos Mikashir. Right, so the Gemara there, one second, Anun Zayin Amid Aleph, the Gemara says, Hatanya, ala gezel, gonav, begazal, v'chein defastor, v'chein kiyotze bahen, kuti bekuti, kuti b'Yisrael, asur, right? Yisrael Bakuti Mutter. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Elam Rapapala Nitzcha Lapakos Misham Pruta. The Gemara says, what's the Kiyotz about? The Gemara says, maybe it's a Poel, Bekerem. The Gemara says, Elam Rapapala Nitzcha Lapakos Misham Pruta. Ihachi Kuti Bisrael Asr, Abar Mechilahu. The Gemara says, Nehi, the Basar Achi Machil Tsar Bishaitami Lesle. Kuti Bakuti Kiyotz Behem, Kivit Labde Bechilah Gezel Mal Yahu. Elam Ravacha. Barika lo nitzcha lekove schar sacher. Kuti bekuti bekuti be Yisrael aser, Yisrael bekuti mutter. Ah. So, the Gemara here establishes, when it comes to a ben Noach, that kove schar sacher is in the category of gezel. Right? That comes out of this Gemara. And the Rambam in Perek Tes, Hilchos Malachim, Halacha Tes, paskins this way. The Gemara says kovei schar sachir, and the Rambam paskins this way. Just one second. The old Rambam has, seen a little better days, but not the Rambam, but this particular, it's my bar mitzvah Rambam. Ben Noachai v'al gezel, ben shegazal akum, ben shegazal Yisrael, echad gozel, o agonev mamon, o agonev nefesh, which is also fascinating that he includes that there. O akove schar sacher ukiyotze bo. Afilu poel sh'achal sh'lo b'shas melacha. Now what's striking is, so the Minchas Chinuch has a comment where he says, when the Rambam says kove schar sacher, he doesn't really mean only kove schar sacher, he means oshek. In other words, huadin, if the guy doesn't pay back a loan, or dmei schirus that he owes, or he receives a pikadon, right, and he denies it, because Minchas Chinuch says there's no difference between kovei schar sacher and anything else. If Bnei Noach are included in kovei schar sacher, then they're included as well in this. But that's not what the Rambam says, and it's not what the Gemara says. So I think that one could suggest, especially if we think that kovei schar sacher is gezel because of Beilav who noseis nafsho and everything that we've been saying, so, for the same reason that might be considered a lav sheyesh bo maisa, it might be that it applies to gezel b'nei noach as well. But other oshek maybe are more sheval taisa oriented, and especially for ben noach, that may matter a lot, because the maisa in b'nei noach is either more or less central, as hopefully we'll get a chance to discuss in a couple of minutes. Yeah, Itamar had a question. Of the what? No, I'm just saying that, I'm saying this in a context. Just like there's a similar discussion about Shitas HaRambam, the same Rambam, about Poshea Kemazik, right? Some of the people, the Nesivas, and again, the Rabbi has his questions, but the Nesivas and other Achronim say, how could Poshea be Kemazik? It just doesn't qualify in terms of Dina, Dina Degarmi, Grama. It's way too passive, and it's way too causal. But I think that the answer is that when a person is mekabel achrayus, in other words, if I'm just poshea, in a vacuum, right, then that's a sheval tasa, and it's causal, and so on. But against the context of you placing total reliance upon me and me accepting responsibility for your action, so some sheval tasas, I'm not saying that they become more physically Obviously, physically, they remain, you know, passive. What I mean is that legally, instead of saying you didn't do it, what I'm saying is you ignored it, and that too is an action.
I'm assessing which variable in the context turns it into a compasse.
The expectation, the greater urgency expectation, and the fact that there, that the tachlif, it's not just a promise and a commitment, but that the other half has already been delivered. So it's almost like what you're doing is withholding as an active, not withholding, not doing the action. Every withholding can be described legally in two ways. One is
we're still
refraining from doing the action, and the other is abstaining. So just like not bringing, again, mashal, if you want another mashal of this, that's part of Reb Chaim's discussion about re'iyah. Right, you know, not bringing a korban, you know, when you're supposed to, you know, on Yontif. Are you, Reb Chaim discussed this question, is that considered a lav sheish b'maisa or a lav she'ein b'maisa? Are you not bringing the korban, or are you abstaining from bringing the korban?
I'm just asking whether it's the withholding, which becomes so glaring in this context that it becomes a kumbase.
Right. I'm not sure. I just think they overlap. I don't think it. I think it could be either or both.
In the exploitation of his services,
yeah,
that's a kumbase exploitation. Or you'll say it's a kumbase in the withholding that is like so.
Clear. I think it could be either. I'm just not sure. I mean, the Rambam. I'm just saying, kovesh schar sacher has both of those elements, and I just.
One of them would be sufficient.
I'm not sure if either one would be sufficient, or it's only one, or it's only both. I don't know. It's hard to know that. I'm just saying that either way, because it has more overlapping elements that might justify this perspective, you know, it's hard to know, is it one and which one, or is it the combination of both? I'm not sure. Again, you'd have to, like, find all the cases, you know, and then, you know, use them to, you know, to isolate each other and so on. But I think that's a very good question. Either way... So having said that, let me just add one other point. Sorry.
To explain that to us, you said that the last revision might say, remember, yeah. Because we started Achrona, my father explained that they say, like, Chosma Bakol.
Yeah, I think it's very Bedocha. I'm saying you don't need that.
Oh, is it that, or is it, what were you saying, even Sarif to that a little bit?
I guess it is similar, but you don't need that case for sure.
That's all. It's like a Lech Lashov when they're expecting it's on the
now. Right. I guess it's something like they're also working on the basis of expectation and. And therefore, when the... It's not you're not doing, it's you're doing the opposite. I think that's what they're getting at. Right? But where you draw the line, I think, is open to question. Yeah?
We
saw about what? I'm trying to remember. Oh, I see what you're asking. That's a good question. I don't remember. I hear. I'm not sure.
Because the Ram holds that Xira make a difference in terms of Allah's Emoraisa. So it would be,
right.
If it was just called Bishar Eschakir,
it would be better. Right. I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that.
No. It could be.
I'm not sure. You also could change between Pirishim Shnayis and Yalach Hazaka. But,
right, and it could be something.
Right. That is a good heart. I didn't think about that before. I have to check it. I don't remember whether he says Kovir Eschakir Sachir or he says Oshek. He might say Oshek there. In which case, that's a very good, that's a good heart. Okay, good. Yeah. So one other thing, just to add here, Rashi in talking about Geneva Ugazela. So Rashi says Kiyotzebo Beganov near Beinai Midalo Kaboy Le Maihi Lo Meshkachasle Velo Ale Koi Ela Gezel Vifastor. Okay. So Rashi says that isn't it interesting that we're not looking for a Kiyotzebe Beganeva? And, apparently there isn't any. Oh. So the Yad Ramah Alatar, which I hope to get to for other reasons, again, if we have time today, if not, we'll be...